Thanks for joining me on episode 1013, a special rebroadcast of episode 13 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hey, I'm Dr. Brad Miller from the Pathway to Promise podcast. And if you would like to stay inspired, to stay on your pathway to promise, you can't do any better than listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Bader.
There is something, and probably a long list of some things, that you're better at than somebody else. So find somebody who's hungry to get better in that area and ask them if they'd like to sit down and talk about it. Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world. In this episode, we talk with you about how to balance your time between helping others and helping yourself, how gratitude helps you and helps the people you influence, and how you must find time to both give and receive with gratitude, and a whole lot more. So yesterday, if you listened, you heard us lay out 15 things you could do to be a positive influence. And I told you yesterday I would talk a little bit more about number 14 and 15 from yesterday, which were finding someone who's good or a master at something that you would like to be better at and asking them out for coffee, and then finding someone who is struggling with something you're good at and asking them out for coffee too. So how that fits into time, which is the theme of today's episode, is interesting. You've been tracking your time, and hopefully you've been doing that for a little while now if you listen to earlier episodes, and you've begun to see patterns in how you spend your time. And some of your time should be given over to helping others, and some of your time should be given over to developing yourself. And it turns out that this act of being generous with your time towards others and seeking out others who are generous to you can actually help you become more healthy. Not figuratively, but literally more healthy. If you just search on, if you go to Google Scholar, and Google Scholar will pull up scientific articles, research articles that are published in peer-reviewed journals, and you type in the benefits of generosity, there's well over 200,000 articles about the benefits of generosity. Not to mention, if you just search that on regular Google or Bing, you'll get millions of articles. Basically, it turns out that being generous is of tremendous benefit to our stress level, our physical health, our sense of purpose, our emotional health, our lifespan, our relationships, our social circles. Basically, anything you can think of, generosity helps. It also begins to silence the inner committee of complaining and cruddy talking. You know what I'm talking about. You have one of these too. Every human being does. The inner voice of self-sabotage and negative thoughts that pulls us away from living our full lives and living into our calling. And by the way, the benefits of generosity work both ways. If you are generous to others, you get those benefits. And it turns out that the person who accepts the generosity also gets those benefits. Both the one being generous and the one receiving it gain. Given that this week is about influencing others, I want you to focus on how you can be generous with your time, your talent, and your treasures, how you can find times and a place to pour into someone else. But I also challenge you to find times that you can accept the generosity from others and accept it with appreciation. Now, I'll be honest, I struggle with that second part. I'm really good at giving into others. I'm really good at pouring into others. I love to help others. I'm a solutions kind of person. Give me a problem, I want to solve it. That's how I'm wired. But it's really tough for me to accept help from other people. Someone else helping solve one of my problems or helping to take care of me, I struggle with that. I struggle with looking at them and giving them the only appropriate response to generosity or a compliment, which is thank you. Someone will say, hey, Scott, you're really good at fill in the blank. You're good with numbers. And I am. I see the pattern in numbers tell me stories. But for a long time, when someone would say, hey, Scott, you're good at numbers, I would say, oh, no, it's no big deal. Everyone can do this. Or, yeah, you shouldn't have done that for me. You shouldn't have given me that if someone gave me a... Instead of giving the only proper response, thank you, then shut up. That is the beginning and the middle and the end of that sentence. Thank you. Think about in episode 9, one of the things I challenged you to do was make a list of things that you're thankful for. Some of those things were probably people and examples of things that people had done to pour into your life and to be generous with their time and their gifts. Guess what? Find a way to tell those people thank you. Send them a note or a card. Give them a call. Send them a text message, smoke signals, carrier pigeon. Now, in some cases, those people may have passed on and may not be present in the world for you to thank. So thank those people through prayer. This week's challenge, find someone who's really good at something. Find someone, if you want to get better at being married and being good to your spouse, find someone who's wonderful to their spouse and ask them to coffee. If you want to get better with numbers, find somebody who's really good at numbers and ask them to coffee. If you want to get better with money, find someone who's really good with money and ask them to coffee. And when you show up with a list of questions. Tell them ahead of time that this is what you want. Tell them, I just need to sit down with you because you are incredibly gifted in this area and I would like to get better at it and I'd like to pick your brain. Some people will say no to you and that's okay. But keep looking and you'll find somebody who will willingly give you 20 or 30 minutes of their time and speak into your life. But the flip of that is just as important. If you can't find someone to sit down with to teach you, you certainly can find someone who needs your teaching. There is something and probably a long list of some things that you're better at than somebody else. So find somebody who's hungry to get better in that area and ask them if they'd like to sit down and talk about it. If they ever ask you, say yes. Now, there's going to be some resources in the show notes that at first glance may not seem to have anything to do with time or being a positive influence or developing your influence, but they do. There are two great books by John Miller, John G. Miller. One is QBQ and the other is Flipping the Switch. They're both about personal responsibility. And the reason that I'm putting them into show notes on this episode is because I think one of the hardest things that we do is accept personal responsibility for the ways that we influence others and for the sort of inner speech that we have. We don't always take ownership of it and seek out ways to keep that a positive, healthy relationship and spend our time wisely. Instead, we often say, I couldn't do this because... fill in the blank. What these books focus on is ways of taking control of your life and yourself and your actions and your thoughts so that you can begin to find ways to pour into others and let others pour into you. And so that's why they're connected to this episode. So I hope you found this helpful, and thank you for listening. Thanks so much for joining us and listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app wherever you're listening to this podcast. Remember, ratings and reviews help others find this show and be inspired to become better stewards of their calling. Until next time, remember, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.